You're traveling on an airplane, and your next destination is Seoul. It's the BR1X. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of Seoul, a mixed stew of Seoul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Seoul, a mixed stew of Seoul music, yeah.
Let's get it on, baby. This man.
This is Professor T Love coming at you, bringing you the Let's Get It On remix done by Beatnik and K Salam, baby. And you know, this album, this remix album was done, was released September 24th, 2009. And you know, on this album, the album is called Never Can Say Goodbye. And a lot of the songs on this album were remixed, Motown remixes of Michael Jackson, I'll Be There, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Stevie Wonder, My Sherry Amore, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and Stevie Wonder, Uptight Remix, and the Michael Jackson, ABC Remix. And if you want to know more about Beatnik and K Salam, go to K Salam and Beatnik.bandcamp.com, baby. And this is Ebola Soul. This is Professor T Love. We're coming to the end of May, baby, and we're moving forward, going into June, you know, and hopefully we'll get some of that nice summer weather that we all have been longing for. You know, there's been tornadoes, and now they're talking about hurricanes are on the run. But let me tell you something, don't let none of that spoil your summer, baby, your spring and your summer. And yes, this is Professor T Love on a Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on Live 365 nonstop, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. And you can also catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And also catch me on the new network, aircheck.us, baby. Check out aircheck.us. They got some hot programs, radio programs for your listening pleasure, baby. And yeah, coming up next, Sweeter As The Days Go By, one of my favorite groups from the 1980s, Shalamar, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
And spend the money, but it don't mean a thing without the honey, if you know what I mean. 'Cause your kiss is like the taste of aged wine, and with the start of another day, you got me thinking your vintage is hard to find. Your love,
it's sweeter as the days go by.
I'm telling you, girl, your love is sweet, and I know.
Go by.
There are pretty faces on TV.
So sweet, so sweet. Shoo-be-doo-wop. Yeah, y'all, Shalimar, Sweeter As The Days Go By from 1981, baby. You know that song was number 19 on the U.S. R&B charts, and that song came off of the 1981 album, fifth studio album for Shalimar called Go For It, and it was on Solar Records, baby. And coming up next is one of my favorite records from this group. I thought that this album was a great album. To me, it was. Moving Violation was the name of the album by the Jackson 5, and the song itself, Moving Violation, I thought it was pretty funky, pretty hot. This is the Jackson 5 talking about, you're a moving violation, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Jackson 5 on Motown Records, Moving Violation, which on this album they had a funk version of Diana Ross and the Supremes' 1968 single Forever Came Today, which was a club hit. And on the B-side, they had All I Do Is Think of You, which became a popular and frequently covered song in its own right. This album, which was their 9th studio and last album for Motown, would sell 1.6 million copies worldwide. On this album, like I said, was Forever Came Today, which was written by Holland Dozier Holland. Move in Violation, which you just heard. You Were Made Especially for Me. Honey Love, Body Language, Do the Love Dance, All I Do Is Think of You. Breezy, Call of the Wild, and Time Explosion, baby. And you know, as you know, after their 6-year run on Motown, against the behest of Motown, the Jacksons, in which their father, Joseph Jackson, took the Jackson 5 and moved them to CBS Records, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you support A Bowl of Soul, baby. You can support us, Bowl of Soul, by buying hats, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, coffee mugs, by going to http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to hit me up and tell me about A Bowl of Soul, and if you enjoy A Bowl of Soul, let me know. Contact me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is @abowlofsoul. And then also, you can follow me on Facebook and just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. Coming up next, we're going to give you some Stacks and Volt Soul from Memphis, Tennessee. You are my inspiration, baby. You're my inspiration by the Mad Lads. And this is A Bowl of Soul. By the Mad Lads, and like I told you, they were an American rhythm and blues vocal group. They recorded on the Stax subsidiary label Volt Records in 1960s, and they had this song called You Don't Have to Shop Around in 1965, and I Want Someone. And you know, the type of music they sung was a combination of R&B and doo-wop, and the years active for the Mad Lads was from 1964 to 1972. And some of the members of the Mad Lads were John Gary Williams, Julius Green, William Brown, Robert Phillips, Sam Nelson, Quincy Billups Jr., and Daryl Granberry. And you know, again, that song was called You're My Inspiration. And just want to give my condolences to the family of Clarence Burke Jr. And as you know, Clarence Burke, the lead singer of the Five Stair Steps, a lot of people remember him for the song Ooh Child, but you know, the Five Stair Steps were formed in Chicago in 1965, and the Five Stair Steps included Burke and three of his brothers and a sister. And you know, they sang on the Kurt Tom label, which was a label created by the late great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And some of the songs that a lot of you know was some of the greatest slow jams I ever heard: You Waited Too Long, which was number 6 on the Billboard R&B charts in 1966. Had another song that I love called World of Fantasy, Don't Change Your Love, and From Us to You. And then you'll know later on, Clarence Burke Jr. developed this group called the Invisible Man's Band that had this funky, hot dance hit called All Night Thing, baby. And you know, Clarence Burke Jr. was 64 years old, and he died on Sunday, a day after his birthday, in Marietta, Georgia, where he lived. And to celebrate the legacy of Mr. Clarence Burke Jr. and the Five Stair Steps, here it is, Come Back, and this is A Bowl of Soul. This is A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Clarence Burke Jr., who is the lead singer of the Five Stair Steps. Again, my condolences to the Burke family. You know, the Five Stair Steps were the pioneers before the Jackson Five and before the Silvers and before a lot of the family groups that you heard after them. They set the they were the trailblazers, singing vocal group harmony as a family, starting in Chicago. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and another artist that was produced also by Mr. Curtis Mayfield, Mr. Major Lance, talking about Dark and Lonely, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Chicago, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And I hope you're checking out the archives. Been blowing up the archives. I want to thank all of you for listening and appreciating A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network. I am truly honored to be a part of this progressive network. And you should check out not only my show, check out all the other shows. Check out also The Violent Experience that comes on before me at 5 o'clock, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to tell you a little bit of something about your health from Miss Alexis Hutton, talking about, you know what, you need to take care of your health with Ace of Health.
Hello to all you lovely listeners out there. This is the Ace of Health Wellness Coach, Alexis H, coming to you live and direct from A Bowl of Soul. Spring and summer are near, so it's time to get in gear. I'm the coach you're looking for to help you fit into that swimwear. Are you tired of being tired? Stricken with health issues such as diabetes, high blood pressure, menopause? Or are you looking to keep a good thing going longer with that special someone? If you are, feel free to contact me, Ace of Health Wellness Coach Alexis H, at 631-ACE-TOP-1. That's 631-223-8671. Or email me at aceofhealth1@gmail.com. Remember, real beauty begins with putting health first.
Yeah, and make sure, you know, spring and summer is the time where we should be purging our bodies of what we had put in our bodies in the wintertime. And as you know, you want to feel lighter. You want to feel refreshed. So make sure you contact aceofhealth1@gmail.com to find out how you can get your body in shape and healthy for not only the spring and summer, but for the rest of your life. Ace of Health, that's 631, baby, 223-8671. And you know what? You need to understand why we have a bowl of soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Album called Everything Uptight, Everything's All Right. You know, this was Stevie Wonder's this was one of his breakthrough albums, because he wrote a couple of the songs on this album. In fact, he co-wrote Nothing Too Good for My Baby with Henry Cosby, Sylvia Moy, and Mickey Stevenson. And he also co-wrote with Sylvia Moy and Hank Cosby Uptight, Everything's All Right. This album was released on May 4th, 1966 on the Tamla record label, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next is That's Me Loving You by another Motown great, Mr. Jimmy Ruffin, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Tell me something, baby. Can you picture a guy kissing his girl goodnight after walking her to her door, then rushing right home to call her up just to hear the sound of her voice once more? I know it sounds like a scene from a movie, but it's one of the scenes I've been through. Don't it sound familiar, baby? Hey, that's me. That's me loving you. That's just what I do. Say that's
guy who can't walk past the store without buying his girl something new. So by the time he gets to her door, his arms are filled with candy, flowers, and perfume. He'll be short of money the rest of the week, but it's something that love makes him do. Is that anybody you know? Hey, that's me. That's me loving you. That's just what I do. Say, that's me loving you. That's just what I do. That's me loving you.
Y'all, that remix was done by Mr. Masota Graham. He's on YouTube, baby. He remixed that. That's Me Loving You by Mr. Jimmy Ruffin, who is also the brother of the late, great David Ruffin. I believe Jimmy Ruffin, he is living in England, and he's still singing. And yes, that was the remix called That's Me Loving You. It was like an extended version remix, baby. And this is a bonus song. This is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you check me out on a bonus song on Live 365. I have been on Live 365 going on almost 4 years now, thank God. And I just uploaded some great music on there nonstop, baby. You know, limited commercial interruption. I know a lot of you like that, baby. And yes, you can check me out on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm on Sunday at 7 p.m. And make sure you look for me on aircheck.us, baby. Aircheck.us, which was rated highly by Billboard Magazine, baby. And just making leaps and bounds. And if some of you are interested in sponsoring a bowl of soul or putting your ads on a bowl of soul, me announcing some of your ads and you reaching a worldwide listening audience, you know what, hit me up on abowlofsoul@gmail.com, baby. And yes, coming up next, we're going to visit the South with Mr. ZZ Hill, talking about, you know what, I want to hear some down home blues. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink, blaming some of them down home blues. She say, you know, I don't get out much on the town. And you know I done cut out a lot of that running around all week long. I've been keeping my cool. But tonight I'm gonna let my head down and get down with these down home blues. Down home blues. Down home blues. Oh, she wanted to hear was some down home blues
all night long.
Every other record or two. Take off those fast records and let me hear some down home blues.
I want to hear some down home blues, baby. This is a Bowl of Soul. Coming up next,
We're going to give you some Chicago soul from new music from Mr. Willie White on Sound Minds Records, baby, talking about You Got the Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You got the kind of love that I like. No one ever put it on me like that. You got the kind of love that I think about all day long. I even find myself waiting for your call.
You got the love. You got the love.
The kind of love that makes me want more.
You got the love.
You got the love.
You got the love.
The kind of love that I'm always seeing.
You got the love.
The way you walk, you really turn me on. I can't help it, girl, but you my body won't. You smell so good and you look so sweet. No doubt about it, I wanna be your super freak.
Yeah. You got the love.
The kind of love that makes me warm. Yeah.
You got the love.
Yeah.
You got the love.
The kind of love that I'm always in.
You got the love.
I never had a love not like this. Yeah, my mind is messed up. Your prettiness, yeah. The first time I thought it was just a thrill. The second time I knew it was real. The third time around was the strike to turn me out. You got it together, girl. You know what it's all about.
You got the love. You got the love.
The kind of love that makes me warm.
You got the love.
You got the love, girl.
You got the love.
The kind of love that I'm always in love. Yeah.
You got the love.
Yes, you do now.
You got the love.
You got the love.
You got the love.
Yes, you do, baby.
You got the love.
You got the love that I like.
You got the love.
You got the love that I need.
You got the love.
You got the love that I want.
You got the love.
You got the love that's pleasing.
You got the love.
You got the love, man.
You got the love, baby.
You know you got it. You got the love. Yeah, that's Mr. Willie White on Sound Minds Records, run by Mr. Tony Gideon and from Birmingham, Alabama. If you want hard copies of this song, you know, this song is blowing up, you know, in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, North Carolina, Salford City Radio, England. Baby, no hype, just facts. And if you want to get in contact with Mr. Tony Gideon about You Got the Love, baby, contact Sound Minds Records in Birmingham, Alabama at 1-205-785-3100. Again, 1-205-785-3100, baby. And You Got the Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul. What a better place to get the love, baby. And yes, coming up next, another oldie but goodie from my favorite group, the OJs, baby, talking about One Night Affair. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Mm-hmm. for the rest of my life. All I want is a one-night affair. Oh, I got to have.
OJ's, you know, that's one, that was the start, the beginning of the relationship with Gambling Huff. This song came out, was number 15 R&B in 1969, and that was the start of the OJ's moving in the direction of the hit-making duo Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff on Philadelphia International Records, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and we're about to come to the end of A Bowl of Soul, baby. I just want to play a song that I feel just gives homage to all the soul R&B pioneers, baby, by Miss Karen Bernard, talking about soul pioneer, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You ain't no way. Because of you, we've got some great music today. Some funk, soulful, jazz, and R&B in here. Like 1960, 1970, 80, 90, 2000, and Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Carmen McRae, Lena Horne, Lady Day, Nina Simone. Divas from back in the day gave us timeless music.
Year after year,
year after year,
year after year.
You paved the
Yeah, y'all, that song is hot because I've had to wrap up with that song because, you know, she gives homage to all of the R&B artists that had an influence in her life. She even talked about the years, the 60s, the 70s. I even go further back. I even go to the 50s because doo-wop was instrumental in developing a lot of the group harmonies that you hear in some of your R&B vocal groups. Also the 40s, the late 40s, because that's when the transition from jump boogie music, boogie-woogie, it was transformed into R&B. But yet and still, we have a lot of respect and love for R&B music. Those that listen to R&B music, that want to know the history of R&B music. And that's why I developed A Bowl of Soul, because of my love for R&B music, the history, the connecting of the dots, you know, because there's such a wealth of knowledge and information about R&B music, the artists themselves. And sometimes we have to go back and revisit some of those artists that some people have long forgotten, and to know that some of these artists really did believe in what they were singing. They took time to write the songs, put the melody together, form the groups, or if they sang solo, you know, it really is something to, you know, look at some of the stories about, like I read a book about Mary Wells, and the fact that Mary Wells was determined. She was really a determined person. She was determined to make it, and she became Motown's first superstar. And then also I spoke about the Five Stair Steps and us losing Clarence Burke Jr., who was the lead singer. They were the first group, family group, the first family of soul in Chicago that led the trend for the Jackson 5 and the Silvers and all the other groups, the Jackson Sisters, you name it, Sister Sledge. I could go on, and this is why I love R&B music. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love, and you're listening to me on the Progressive Radio Network. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we're ending May and going into June. So I want you to enjoy yourself this Friday. I hope you enjoyed the show. Go to the archives. Make sure you hit me up on atabolasoul@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @atabolasoul. Buy A Bowl of Soul hats and t-shirts. http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. And you also hit me up on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. Also, check me out on Live 365. And therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, as well as aircheck.us. You guys have a great weekend, and I hope you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.